This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 278 for Wednesday, February 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canada futures returned to their downward trend on Wednesday following Tuesday's rally. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gives up $10.80 at $574 per ton, while the much more heavily traded May contract loses $9.30 at $584.10 per ton. One analyst comments, "It's back to the tank we go," that canola is down even without any fresh bearish news. He adds the commodities will remain in a technical trading environment until the United States Department of Agriculture releases its planted intentions report on March 28th. Meanwhile, another analyst says canola is well oversold, pointing to support at $550 and resistance at $620. Pressure on canola is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Modest upticks in global crude oil prices are lending a measure of support to the oil seeds. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie slipping to 74.06 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.16. The Texas winter wheat crop ratings as of February 18th dipped to 40% good to excellent from 42% the previous week. Dr. Michael Cordonnier cuts another 2 million tons from his call on Brazil's soybean production, now at 145 million tons. Meanwhile, AgroConsult trims its estimate by 1.8 million tons at 152 million following its crop tour of Brazil. Brazil export agency ANEC projects the country's February soybean exports at 7.3 million tons, down slightly from last February's 7.55 million. ANEC forecasts Brazil corn exports for this month at nearly 717,000 tons, compared to the 1.94 million a year ago. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday. The May contract falls 18.5 cents at $11.65 per bushel. May soy oil gives up a half cent at 45.42 cents per pound. May soy meal is down $5 at $336.70 per short ton. Corn is lower as its May contract loses 8 cents at $4.24 per bushel. Oats are weaker, with the May contract giving up a dime at $3.57. The U.S. wheat complex is down as Chicago May sheds a penny at $5.78. Kansas City May retreats 6.5 cents at $5.74.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May foregoes 3 cents at $6.62.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.